Hi, I'm actually John O'Brien, alcoholic, and I don't know. I'll do the best that I can to bring my experience, strength, and hope in a general way as it relates to alcohol. Kind of nervous because I don't really like doing this in front of people, and so I'm going to try to get over that really quick with a deep breath. And good thing I know a lot of people in this room. I'm the baby of a huge family. I have seven older brothers and one sister, and I think I have one normie in our entire family. And I think I'm the only one that, out of the actual blood relatives, that are sober in my bloodline. And I think that to my cousin who got me into these rooms. I also have drugs in my story, so I'll get over that really quick. Man, when I got here, I did not think I was an alcoholic. I thought I was a drug addict, so I'll get that out of the way right now. I am flat out an alcoholic, and it took me 14 months to get to understand that I was an alcoholic. So with that in mind, I'll tell you what I was like. What I was like was by age 9, I started to drink because I grew up in a family I couldn't stand. And I was scared, and I couldn't sleep, and I was very uncomfortable. So I got a hold of alcohol, and for the first time in my life, I was able to go home and feel comfortable. And I didn't realize that that was part of my disease. So by age 9, I was also arrested for 54 counts of burglary and 3 counts of vandalism. And I did not think that that had anything to do with drinking or anything else. I know that that's not really normal now that I'm sober and I'm looking back. I really don't think that's normal, you know? And it kind of went on like that for a really long time. And, I didn't get caught for all the things that I did from age 9 to current. And it's okay, man. I have these tools now that allow me to go back and face up to some of my shit. Not like I'm jumping on it all the time, but I do the best that I can. And so by age 15, I had OD'd on alcohol and found out that Bacardi 151 mixed with Everclear from Mexico can kind of put you in a hospital. And I didn't drink that lightly. I drank it straight from the bottle. I think I woke up in the hospital the next day, and I thought, "These people, what the hell are these fucking people doing to me?" You know what I mean? Started ripping all these monitors off, and I wanted out of the hospital. But apparently at age 15, you can't check yourself out. So I freaked out on the doctor in the hospital until my mom showed up and checked me out. The first thing I did is went and got high in the mountains, and I really didn't think that that had anything to do with my disease either. I did this kind of lifestyle for the next, until I was 39 years old, and that's when I landed here. By age 39, I had already been arrested numerous times. I'd already checked myself into hospitals numerous times just because I was, lacking food and needed to have a place to get free drugs and get loaded. And I did that several hundred times or so. I've had more lies than you could imagine. My employers were at the point where they didn't even care. I'd call them and say, "Hey, I'm not going to be at work," because they're like, "Yeah, whatever. Just don't be here." You know what I mean? I think I've had shitloads of grandmas die and, the funny part is my boss knew. I think he actually knew I had a problem, and he actually offered me help, and I told him, "Dude, you're tripping," you know what I mean? And he kept me employed for a really long time until they just couldn't do it anymore. I was hanging up on their customers, and I was doing all kinds of things that weren't right. And I got married and moved on in life, and I got 2 beautiful kids today. Thank God they're not taking either one of the paths that their parents have taken, and that's a blessing. So let's see, what more, let's see. I like to sing, apparently, when I get loaded, and I do believe that when I OD'd on alcohol, that when they came to put the IV in my arm, I was singing I'm on the Highway to Hell by AC/DC, and I wouldn't let them put the IV in my arm, and that kind of, was brought to my attention the next day, but it's all right, Again, when I was right before I ended up in the program, I decided I don't even own a horse, but I ran across this horse trailer and I stole a saddle, I threw it on a bicycle in El Cajon. I was riding around El Cajon at 3 o'clock in the morning with a horse saddle, and I was singing Bon Jovi, "I'm on the highway," or "I'm on a steel horse I ride," And I got pulled over, and and I'm like, and I couldn't figure out, like, why are you harassing me? Like, what the fuck are you guys bothering me for? You know, what did I do? You know, and thank God that it just happened, because they hadn't reported the horse saddle stolen. But again, you know, it's just like one of the sick things that I do when I'm loaded. I've done a lot of other things that I'm not going to talk about because, for one, I don't have time, and two, it's really irrelevant. For me, it was getting to the point where I had to discover that I was really an alcoholic or I was going to die. And I was lucky enough to land in a place that that actually has really good AA. And I think that's the blessing that I was given. I'm not going to say where I was at, but like I ended up in a place that was really, really good AA, and they actually really spoke the message. And I was also court ordered to do NA. So I was like, for the first 14 months of my sobriety, I was really scared and I didn't know what to do. And I could not relate to the addicts, but I could relate to the alcoholics. And still, I was in denial of being an alcoholic. And the blessing with that was that at 14 months sober, I finally hit that jumping off point. And I hear a lot of people talk about that. They hit that, their rock bottom. And at 14 months sober, I was waking up in the fetal position in tears. And I wasn't thinking about doing drugs. I was thinking about drinking. And that was the first time that I was able to realize I was an alcoholic. Thank God I was in the rooms that I was in, because I hear a lot of things. And I kept hearing a gentleman say that he did the God prayer. And at 14 months sober, I was finally able to do the God prayer and say, like, God, I don't know what my problem is, but please help me with that. And I don't know. Things are looking up, you know. My sobriety date is 5/21/07. I have a sponsor. I have several home groups, and I'm very active in AA because it's, like, what's given me my life. I have taken the steps as outlined in the book, which I don't see the book. Okay, as outlined in the book, in the first 164 pages, I have done everything that book tells me to do. And when it tells me to read, I read. When it tells me to write, I write. And when it tells me to work with somebody else, I work with somebody else. I do the steps to the best of my ability. Some days that's good, and some days that's not. What I mean by that is, like, I do a written 10th step, and I take it to my sponsor. And then I go home and I do another 6 and 7, 8 and 9 if necessary, and I continue doing this. I do an 11th step to the best of my ability every day. I'll pray some little tiny prayer at least once. But in general, I will have really good days where I pray a lot, and then some days I just don't feel like praying. And I do the best that I can to meditate. It's really hard as an alcoholic to sit in your own head and listen to your own shit. So, like, it's imperative. Like, if you can do meditation, right on. That's, like, the only other way an alcoholic can get out of his head. I work with other people. And again, the blessing to this program is that for me, to work with other people is, like, the total opposite of what I would normally do. Because when I was loaded or drunk, I never thought about, like, stopping to ask somebody if they need help. I didn't really care. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck you. And now it's like I find myself doing things for people that I would never even talk to. Like, if I see somebody broke down on the side of the road, alcoholic or not, I will stop and ask them if they need aid. I'll let them use my phone. I'll ask them if they need any help. And it's like, my sponsor told me, like, you know, I'm supposed to be wearing a suit and tie. As you can see, I follow direction really well. I do own one. I just don't like to wear it. Looks really good on the in the closet. And it's like this is actually dressed up for me. I'd rather be in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt. And it's like, out of respect for this meeting and the people in this meeting, I I'm trying to do the best that I can to be a part of. And that's really hard for me because, like, for one, I really don't like people too much, and for two, I really don't like people. So it's like in this program, I've learned to do the best that I can to be love and tolerant of other people, and not always loving and tolerant, but I do the best that I can to accept everybody for what they are, whether I like them or not. And that's a blessing. What I can say is that, like, I honestly didn't think the steps would work for me. I had a God problem, obviously, because one of the vandalizing charges was a church I destroyed at age 9. So when I got here and I read step 3, I got really, really scared that this was not going to work for me. But I, like, overlooked it, and I kept doing what my sponsor told me to do. And for some ungodly reason, today I have a God that is very loving and tolerant and really accepts me for what I am. Today I'm comfortable in my skin most of the time, and today I get to be a part of several other people's lives that actually move me very well. And they keep me going, and they keep me active. And if you can get anything out of this, take the steps, man. Get a sponsor and do the best that you can to accept it for what it is. And if you don't feel that you belong here, man, I wish you the best you can to get to that jumping off point, and hopefully you can stay sober until you get to that point. And if you can't, man, the doors will always be open for you when you come back. And so that's like the best I can do for you right now. Thanks.